From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, identifying the flaws in executive pay packages. First, though, on Capitol Hill today, senators will vote on whether to release the second half of the $700 billion Wall Street bailout program. It's known as TARP. Citigroup and Bank of America are first in line asking for billions of dollars. With us now to discuss that is Henry Blodgett. He's the CEO of ClusterStock.com. And Henry, let's talk about those two gigantic banks. Why are they asking for more government money?
Because they need more government money, because they have blown through the tens of billions of dollars that we gave them a month and a half ago, and now they're back at the trough for more.
And what have they done with that money we've given them already?
Well, the big problem with the banks is that during the go-go years, they made massive bets on assets that have turned out to be depreciating at just an alarming rate. And it's not just the subprime mortgages that everybody was talking about. It's now spilled over into credit card loans and student loans and car loans, the prime mortgages. Pretty much all the debt pile that this country has built up over the last 20 years is going bad rapidly. And these banks need a capital cushion. And every time an asset depreciates, they have to take a write down. Suddenly they need more capital to just stay in business. And so that's why they're coming back with their hands out again.
Well, speaking of an asset depreciating, Bank of America is asking for this additional help because it's saying, well, we bought Merrill Lynch not so long ago, and it wasn't such a good idea.
This is just an outrageous allegation that's been raised by the Wall Street Journal here, which is that in mid-December, the head of Bank of America went to Hank Paulson and said, look, we need more money because Merrill Lynch had such bad assets that they're even worse than we thought. You have to give us more or we're just going to walk away from the deal and effectively the financial system is going to be crippled. And so what Hank Paulson is supposed to do, he's got to do something. But what apparently he did was not come out and talk about this in public, but actually make a side promise to say, OK, we'll get you the money. Don't worry about it. We'll work it out, which I just think taxpayers here have every right to be furious at the way their money is being handled and the lack of disclosure and so forth. But essentially, what Bank of America is saying is, look, we bought a garbage asset. It's worth a lot less than we thought. We need money or, hey, we're going to go out of business. And it's your job to stop us from doing that.
Well, do you think that Henry Paulson was thinking, gee, I don't want a repeat of what happened with Lehman Brothers, where we tried to get Bank of America to buy it. They said no. And Lehman Brothers went out of business in September and really brought down a big chunk of the financial markets.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Hank Paulson may well have had very good reasons. There are obviously reasons to save Bank of America. What I'm objecting to is the fact that it seems to have been done in some secret back room. And there's already this impression that Hank Paulson is treating Wall Street incredibly well because he worked there for so long and that everything is being hidden and not disclosed. And yes, you probably do have to save Bank of America, but there are ways of saving the customers of companies without saving shareholders and without saving the bondholders who made the bet that these companies weren't run by idiots, which they have turned out to be.
So do you think that there should be some kind of accountability that maybe Congress says, okay, yeah, you can have some of this money, but it will mean a change in leadership, Bank of America?
Change in leadership might be good. I think part of the problem here is that now that we've started down this path of every quarter when the bank comes in and says, oops, our bad bets got worse this quarter, we need more money, we've gotten to the point where we can't say no to that. And again, what's most galling about this for anybody who admires a free market in any way is that the idea is that if you're free to make these bets, you're supposed to pay the price for that. And we are still protecting the shareholders of these banks and we're still protecting the bondholders. You can say all day long, which is probably true, that we have to protect the customers or the system really is in danger. But you can do that without bailing out the bondholders and shareholders, which is what everybody's so outraged about.
Henry Blodgett is the outraged founder and editor of ClusterStock.com. Henry, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.